You are listening to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast, where each Monday musing plus one in-depth interview per moon takes you through the portal to the patterns of nature, the architecture of the cosmos, and to the divine language of our minds. Your host, Elizabeth Diane, expands your perception of the world and the awe of creation. With a light heart, she encourages an exploration to find the truth as it is evident to you. Every episode opens the doors to self-empowerment, demystifies the power of symbology and archetype, intersects relationships with matter and spirit, then circles back to ground in these seeds of life into the kind of wisdom you can apply to your being, soul, and purpose. Welcome to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast.
Hello, sacred spheres. Welcome to another Monday musing. And I would really like to share with you this time of year some inspiration that I have around the holidays, especially Christmas. Of course, as a child, I grew up with this holiday, and I absolutely loved the magic and the lights and the gifts and almost everything about it. And then, of course, as I grew older, I started to see the world in a different way. But, you know, the Christmas holiday I found is just full of symbolism and really profound metaphysical meaning. When I was a child, my innocent mind knew there was something truly magical about it, but it wasn't until recently that I found renewed inspiration for Christmas through contemplating the geometry and the numbers of the season. With the tree, the geometry in two dimensions is either a triad in the side view or a circle viewed from above and below. The tree kind of embodies that saying, as above, so below, through the triad. And if you think about quantum physics, at the top of the tree, there's usually a star or an angel, something that embodies divine light that's way up high. And as I mentioned in quantum physics, it's like point zero or the observer. It's source energy with consciousness creating in that field. So what does the observer in quantum physics do? That observer sees. And what is it looking at? If it's at the top of the Christmas tree, down through that triad, it's looking at the gifts at the bottom of the tree. But the gifts way down at the bottom are down there so low because they are in mass. Mass meaning matter. And if you think about the name Christmas, it's really Christ mass. And so I like to say Christ in mass, thinking of Christ as the consciousness that Yeshua ben Joseph, whose birthday gets celebrated on Christmas, embodied and brought to the world. And the tree is like this analogy of the observer in quantum physics looking from point zero down through the layers of the tree, the branches, until you get to the very bottom, and those gifts are what are manifest by the consciousness of in infinite source energy. All potentials, and then the observer observing them into place. So the tree, shaped like a triad, has a wider base because it represents a slower energy and longer wavelengths of energy, where the material world exists as like the frequency of Hertzian, or everything's measured in hertz, And it's a very long wave of energy compared to the very top. The higher you get towards that quantum field, the energy gets faster and faster. So, for example, climb up to the frequencies of light, and you cannot tangibly touch it. It doesn't make something physical in that state, and the wavelength is much faster and closer together, so it doesn't need as much width, so to speak, on the Christmas tree. So it's a little higher up in the triad, right? And so yeah, as we climb up the triad or the tree, the energy is lighter, less dense, less material, and it's faster. And the particles don't have any mass when you get up higher. Now, you might see why the word Christ from the Greek word Christos actually means anointed. And when consciousness anoints the energy in the tree with its desired information, the result is matter or the gifts at the bottom of the tree. So I invite you now to take various viewpoints on the tree. So what if you're looking from the top down? Then you are the one creating those gifts at the base. And what if you're sitting at the base of the tree, having opened all your gifts and broken a few maybe before dinner time? What now? Where did the energy come from to create these gifts? It traveled that center column, the trunk of the tree. And along the trunk of that tree, sometimes in many traditions, you'll find a fiery red ribbon spiraling up the tree, representing the Kundalini energy, the life force. You know, another way of looking at this through the Native American perspective, they would call this the Red Road. And it's right down the center. It's like when you're in the center of the circle, or you're in the center balance between polarized states of good or bad. You're just neutral when you're in the center. That's like walking the Red Road, and the perspective of meeting it at the horizon, it also forms a triad, if you get what I mean, from the standpoint of standing in the middle of a road, looking down the center line, and eventually when the road meets the horizon, it's in our perspective is narrowed down to a point. So you have a triad. So there's so much happening between the top of the tree and the gifts below. And it's the energy and information that comes from source or the observer at the top makes its way down the triad. It's still very light at the level of our hearts, like just midway down the triad. But in order to become mass or material, it must have electromagnetism. So again, at the level of the heart, it's like lights. And what do we put on the tree? Lots of lights. When the light, and it's in our hearts, it's traveling in two directions, crossing at exactly 90 degrees. The way light travels in electromagnetism is an electric force and a magnetic force, and they cross each other at 90 degrees. And when the energy drops just a little below the heart level, and there's a split into separation and duality, it gives us a negative and positive charge. And this separation is necessary to create there's different ways of wording this. It's like, you know, it's like a ripple in space-time, or it's creating gravity. It's where you have enough density for gravity and the particles that have mass to give us those gifts. So Since matter is so dense, it can also be more difficult to see the top of the tree from down below, right? If you're taking the viewpoint of the bottom of the tree, you have so many branches in the way, sometimes it can be very difficult to see source or feel connected to the top. But again, when you think about the red ribbon spiraling up to the top of the tree, or you follow the trunk to the top of the tree, you're connected again to source, to the divine, to creator, to God. And when we use all of this knowledge to look at our own physicality, it's easy to see how we get stuck at the base of the tree, identifying with material things and feeling weighted down with so much stuff. Not to make this a religious statement at all, because I accept whatever, well, I accept truth, my truth as my truth, and your truth as your truth. Your beliefs are for you to believe. But what I find very interesting is that the Christian cross, as well as many ancient cultures' crosses, can be seen as the way to take us from the base of the tree back up to the heart, where things are lighter, and back to the source of all oneness. Again, that cross being like the lighter, the midpoint of the tree, where everything is lighter, and where photons of light cross at 90 degrees in their electric and magnetic components. So like the infinite vastness of the void where source is birthed, the evergreen tree symbolizes another aspect of creator. It never dies. The tree may encounter disease or get blown over by a wind or chopped down by some family wanting to decorate it and put presents under it. But it is immortal in its own being. It just keeps growing and growing and growing, and it's always green. It symbolizes our true nature in the visible geometry of this world and its unseen, infinite nature. So I hope you continually observe the gifts that you truly want under your tree of life well into the new year. Take some time and just visualize what you truly want under your tree. And may it manifest in ways that you know that it came from the divine, that is a gift into the mass of this time of Christ consciousness. All right. And blessings for your new year. So much love and beauty and bliss to you.
This podcast has been a production of Sacred Geometry Portal. Dive deeper into the portal by subscribing at sacredgeometryportal.com. You can support the portal expansion through Sacred Geometry Portal's Patreon account. Infinite fractal blessings, and thank you for listening.